new legislation has been passed by the Queensland government putting a limit on the frequency that landlords can raise rent on tenants. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced a cap to rental price will increase to once per year as opposed to every 6 months to combat rental price pressures. The limit will apply beginning the 1st of July 2023 to new and existing tenants. To understand what implications this legislation will have for those in the rental market, The Wire's Tony Pankalowicz spoke with Penny Carr, CEO of Tenants Queensland, as well as Lloyd Edge, founder and managing director of Australian Property Professionals.
So what are your thoughts on the state government putting a limit on the frequency of landlords raising rent?
I think it's crucial that we move to limit the amounts that rents can rise. So recently the government limited how often they can rise. They changed it from once every 6 months to once every 12 months. That's a very good initial step, but it's not enough. We now need to be talking about limits on the amount of rent. And our view is rents should be limited to rise once annually at no more than the rate of the consumer price index. That's fair to both parties. That maintains the returns to investors, the landlords, and it provides renters with some predictability and some stability and protects them from rent shocks, which many of them are confronted with at the moment.
How did this all come about?
It's hard to know. I mean, the government has just released this consultation paper on the second stage of tenancy law reform. About 5 weeks ago, we heard the Premier say they were looking at rent caps. The industry came out very strongly against that. Soon after, the government announced that they were going to limit the number of times rent can increase in a year. And I still expected that rent would be a topic in the consultation paper, but we find that it's not in there now. And I think that's a big omission. And I would encourage every renter and their supporter out there across Queensland to write their own submission. It could be very brief, but to make sure you include limiting rent increases as something that we need to do here in Queensland to protect our renting households.
So with the consultation papers, do you know about the effects this will have on tenants' rights?
There's some good things in the government's consultation paper, some good proposals. The problem will be where they get to by the time they process all of the submissions and the responses to surveys that they get over the next couple of weeks, because consultation closes at 5 p.m. on the 29th of May. And this is why it's really important for renters and the people who support renters across our state to have their say between now and then, because government will be driven by the voices that they hear through this process. So whilst there are some good things in this paper and some things that we support, it will depend if the government accepts the proposal. For each topic in the paper, they've got three options. One of them is a pretty much do nothing option, maintain the status quo. One is a sort of more moderate option, and the next one is generally the ones that we support, where we allow tenants to make minor modifications to their properties without first having to get permission, so that they can make their properties safe, they can make them accessible, and they can personalise their space. We want bond to be something that is assumed to be returned to the tenant since it's their money, and it's only held up if there's a claim brought forward by the agent or owner that's got evidence against it. So it's never the tenant that has to take an application to the tribunal for their bond. It should be someone else applying to the tribunal so the tenant knows what the claims are against them. There are a couple of omissions in the paper. Key is this issue of the limit to the amount rent can be increased. That's not in the paper at all. It needs to be in the paper. Modern tenancy laws need to have something that caps the amount rents can go up. And the other issue is a code of conduct for real estate agents and landlords. I don't understand why we would. We used to have one of these. It got removed about 10 years ago, and we really need to have a new contemporary code of conduct so that people are treated reasonably and fairly and with respect.
So cost of living is a very hot topic. If the changes go through, do you believe this will keep people from getting evicted?
This is the second stage tenancy law reforms, and in the first stage that occurred a couple of years ago now, we looked at the way tenancies could be ended. And one of the problems, even if you get good outcomes in this stage of tenancy reform, so maybe we do have some great things about how you can make your property safe and make those minor modifications without prior approval. One of the big problems is tenants in Queensland can be evicted for no grounds. The ground that people use is the end of a fixed term, which is effectively a no ground termination. While we continue to have those in our tenancy laws, tenants will continue to feel a level of vulnerability that they deserve not to feel. I don't think in this second stage the government is contemplating contemplating the removal of that end of a fixed term as a ground, but it is an essential thing that we need to be moving towards what's called just cause evictions. Every tenancy has a just cause before it's ended. New South Wales have just agreed to move to remove any ending of tenancies with no grounds, so they're going to move to just cause evictions. And the ACT has this already, and Queensland needs to have it. Until we get rid of those end of a fixed term termination notices, there will be a level of insecurity that people don't deserve to live underneath.
Now, to understand how the changes would affect landlords and investors, I spoke to Lloyd Edge, founder and managing director of Oz Property Professionals.
I think one of the biggest things is that it could result in a lower supply of rental properties, which basically means that a lower supply there is going to be less properties available. So that's actually going to make it harder for people to find places to rent, essentially, like that. So it's going to basically increase the housing problem that we've actually got. The lower supply of rentals can worsen the housing crisis, as lower supply of rentals will actually increase the general prices. And potentially the other thing is that property prices will decline. And if investors sell their properties and move to other investments, this will lead to a decline in overall property prices, that market and fewer properties available on the rental market. And probably I think also that if this happens, then investors won't be able to recoup expenses through investment properties if they sell them when the country's economic conditions change as well. Landlords got a limit of how much they can charge, how often they can increase the rent, then they're going to have less incentives to actually own investment properties. They may end up going to other means of investment, such as shares. A classic example of this is where we are at the moment with the interest rate increases. So interest rates are continually increasing. Now, landlords who have mortgages on their properties, they've still got to pay the mortgage there. And if the rental rates can't be increased at the same rate that the interest rates are going, then landlords are going to be more and more out of pocket. So the incentive to invest is actually not really there.
Can you explain how rent caps operate in other states and territories across Australia? I know there's other countries around the world that have them, but could it be implemented nationwide?
Yeah, so basically there's no state or territory that restricts the complete upper limit to the amount that a tenant needs to pay. But in the ACT, for example, landlords can't increase rent by more than 10% off the CPI, consumer price index, which we otherwise refer to as inflation a lot of the time. What we are seeing in states such as New South Wales is that landlords can only increase the rent once per year, but it used to be you have to increase it twice per year, now it's once per year, and that has seen some issues there with landlords being able to actually recoup most of the expenses back through the interest that they can claim and everything. What we have seen in Queensland is that the rental prices have been getting a little bit out of control. It's known as a very tight market because it's been running away, and that's why the government's been looking at making these measures change. In Australia, investing in property, it's a major thing that people do. It's not so big in other countries. So if the incentive to invest in properties in Australia isn't really there, start buying other types of investments and things like that. So it is something that needs to be looked at very carefully, because in Australia, it's always a big thing. It's the great Australian dream in buying an investment property, trying to create some wealth that way. But if interest rates are going up and people have mortgages, yet they can't increase the rental as much, even though there's demand for it there, then there's going to be less incentive. So it can be risky doing that around the country.
Wanting to get a public opinion on the legislation changes, I approached around a dozen people of diverse backgrounds and ages in a local Brisbane shopping centre to hear their thoughts. What I found was most people were not aware of the legislation changes and were surprised to hear about it. Other people simply did not have enough knowledge to make an informed opinion.
That was Lloyd Edge, founder and managing director of Australian Property Professionals, and Penny Carr, the CEO of Tenants Queensland, ending the report from The Wire's Tony Penkalewicz.